talking about, I get this party started, and I'm coming home, I'm coming. Sorry.
We sound great.
Do we? I feel like we always do, no?
Yes, we do. Hannah, you look so brunette.
I know, my hair is so, I straightened my hair this weekend, and since it's so grown out, when I straighten it, it looks so dark.
Like, you look like you have brown hair, no questions asked.
Yeah.
How do you feel identifying as one of me?
It's fine. This is my natural winter hair. It gets a little bit more natural highlights in the summer, which is what I like to achieve all year round, hence always getting highlights. And then, yeah, you know, once you start going blonde, you're like, more. Right. I will say, though, because I've had some like cabin fever, spring fever feelings lately, I've just been like itching to go to a Sally Beauty.
Oh my God. What's in the cards for you this time?
I'm resisting the urge to. Okay. I just am like, what if I get a bleach kit and do it myself again?
You've had so much success dyeing your hair at home, though.
I know. That's the thing is, like, I know whatever I do would turn out probably fine, especially if it's like bleach since I've done it so many times. But I just, like, you know, I feel like I've been trying not to do that because I want my hair to get like to a healthy point after doing so much bleach and color and bleach and color from 2020 to like 2023. So
fair enough.
I'm just trying to resist the urge, and then like maybe if something goes well in my life and I get some money or something, I can like use it as an excuse to treat myself to like go get my hair done or something. So I'm just trying to do that. Anyway, I've had 2 cups of coffee today, but I'm still going to have a diet
count. I was just about to say, I also had 2 cups of coffee today, and I don't really need this considering it's late in the day, but here we are anyway. Hopefully it will help me speak, because last episode I had some issues doing that. By the way, Jordan episode, everyone. Happy number 23.
We're so bad at doing introductions. This is Funny, Hot, very Cool. This is a podcast. I'm Hannah. That's Kimmy. We talk about whatever the fuck we want because we're friends and we just figure we have fun, engaging conversations. And why not if you listen in, you know?
Yeah. Why the hell not? Our Jordan episode number 23. Nothing of substance has been said in episodes 1 through 22. So,
and it's not going to start now.
No, we are staying on par with your expectations.
As in, there are none. Bars on the fucking floor, as is everything these days. The coffee's not going to help me talk today. I had 2 lattes at a coffee shop I was working at today, and then I went to the gym, and I texted one of my guy friends, and I was like, is this what it's like when, like, gym bros take, like, creatine and shit before they go lifting? I feel unstoppable.
You are talking like a million miles an hour, and I love it for you.
Yeah.
Also, 2 lattes out. Like, I had just 2. Actually, I had 1 like cup of drip coffee, and then I had like the leftover of it, which was probably like half a cup mixed with a decaf double shot of espresso. So I'm not as caffeinated. I was gonna say 2 lattes at a coffee shop.
Yes, they are not homemade.
Like, yeah, like inject that straight into your veins. That will keep you up for hours.
Yeah.
They do really just be hitting different when you buy them out.
It's like they put pure uncut cocaine in the drip.
Yeah. Better, faster, stronger, harder. Like,
they instead of like pressing down ground espresso beans, they are just pressing down cocaine.
Cocaine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I've heard.
That's what I've seen. In the 2 months I was a barista in college, that's what I did.
When I can see sounds, that's when we might be having a problem.
Yeah. When I feel light and see sounds. It's fine, though.
Speaking of seeing sounds, did you watch the eclipse today?
Yes, and I did so with glasses, the special glasses, that's so smart. I wasn't an idiot, which is, I was nervous. I was going to.
Yeah, I wasn't going to watch it because I had a call during the actual like peak of it. And then I went to tour an apartment building just right next door to where I currently live. And the woman who was giving my tour was like, oh my gosh, like, do you want to go to the roof and check out the end of the eclipse? And I was like, oh, I don't have glasses. And she's like, no worries, girl, like, I do. So I actually got to look through glasses and see the eclipse for realsies. So
yeah.
But otherwise, it just looked like it was kind of getting dark outside.
That's Yeah, it was reminiscent of the 2017 eclipse, which was, you know,
Mm-hmm.
similar, but I guess technically different in terms of percentage of the sun that was covered. I don't know, depending where you
You
were.
subscribe to space happenings?
I don't know what that is, so no.
No, just like, do you like paying attention to stuff like this?
Oh, bitch, I thought you were talking about a newsletter.
Oh, yes. It's called Space Happenings. It's brand new. It's going to be written by me. It's going to be my take on what's going on in space, which
I'm
is
just talking
literally
about, yeah.
nothing.
Do I subscribe to space happenings in the sense that I follow them and I keep up to date
Yes,
on
like
what's
do you find
it?
this interesting?
I think it's cool because I feel like we talk about eclipses a lot, solar or lunar, and people put a lot of meaning behind them. And I think historically, like before the age of, you know, science, turn of the century, industrial revolution type stuff, when we started learning more about the world, back when
Yeah.
we thought the Earth was the center of the universe, you know, and
Good
pre
times.
that, I feel like
Yeah.
everyone put so much meaning into these things happening. So it's just kind of cool to, like, you know, grow up learning about that in history and whatnot and then experience it.
Yeah.
But I'm not a super space nerd. However, Scott, my brother-in-law, hi Scott, he listens to all of our episodes.
Do you think he's gonna want to subscribe to my newsletter?
Yes, he would probably help you run it. He's a huge space nerd, loves it. A lot of his Lego sets are dealing with space and or
Scott,
Star
will you
Wars
just
and or Star
ghostwrite my
Trek.
fake
So,
newsletter?
Scott, we have a new side gig for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, he keeps me up to date on all space happening, so I appreciate him for that. He's my
I
newsletter.
like space happenings, but sometimes they scare me a little bit and then I don't want to think about it anymore. Yeah, that's really the extent of my involvement. I do love like alien things and alien shows. Like, remember that show on, I think it was the Science Channel? It was like ancient aliens.
Yes, I have watched some episodes. I thought you were going to say, remember Kyle XY?
Relevant as well. He was an alien, right?
Yeah, I think that I never watched the show, but
Me
the
neither.
like commercials they always had to like preview next week's episode were always so intriguing. And it was like he's an alien because he doesn't have a belly button, but
Yeah,
like
I was gonna
no
say
one
that is
knows about him.
the only plot point I remember is that he didn't have a belly button.
He was hot without a belly button. That was pretty much
Yeah,
it.
he was like black hair, silvery blue eyes,
Yeah.
like very White Walker vibes.
Yeah, exactly. Dark, tall, handsome.
Only without a belly button.
There you go. So,
I think that would kind of freak me out.
someone didn't have. I saw a statistic that said, like,
No, people are born without belly buttons.
no, a
Okay.
different, sorry. It said something like, I don't know, certain percent of people. It wasn't like a big percent. Like, it was definitely less than 20, maybe even less than 10, but it was a
I have
decent
no
amount
idea where this is
percentage
going.
of people have a third nipple, but they don't know it. And most of
Wait.
them don't know that they have a third nipple because
How do
apparently a
you?
third nipple often like appears more as like a mole. It's just like it's not areola, it's just nipple, you know?
Okay.
So
I mean,
apparently
yeah.
people have a
So
third
there's.
nipple that they don't know exists on their body.
Wait. Okay, wait. So like, okay, we're talking like there's not the dark part around it.
Correct. That's the
It's just
areola
like a raised mole,
bump. Yeah.
which is an if. Okay. Well then, who's to say? How do
Yeah.
then how do they know that it's a nipple?
It was like less than 10% of people or something, whatever the percentage was, have a third nipple. And a majority of the people with a third nipple don't know that they have a third nipple.
Well then, how do they know that it's a third nipple? How
I
do
don't know.
they
I don't know
discuss?
how scientists ran the experiment to
Yeah,
study this.
I need some
Can we put
qualifying.
this scientific journal in here?
I need some qualifying descriptors for what are we qual like what are we calling that mole nip?
Mole nip.
Mole nip. Like,
Mole
we all
dip.
got moles. Who's to
We,
say?
that's true. Maybe
Like,
it's because people go in there like, I have this raised mole, and the dermatologist is like, that's a nipple. You don't have cancer.
right. Again, and I guess I just don't really know the physiological or anatomical difference between what makes up the end of a nipple versus a mole.
I don't know either, but it's one of those fun facts that just kind of buzzes around my head now, and I'm like, that's so weird. What if I have one that I don't know about?
Right. Well, now I'm like, well, I mean, I
What?
guess I don't really have that many big moles. If anyone was wondering, I'm pretty moleless.
I have some moles. I'm not super moly, but I have some moles. So now I'm like,
Can we change this?
Yeah, can I tell you the random thoughts I had today while I was riding the waves of being caffeinated?
And it wasn't about mole nipples.
No, that was a totally separate thing that just popped in my head now. But
Wow, you've just been working
my brain
overtime.
was going a mile a minute while I was trying to focus on real things today. But I was wondering, like, what if the Blue Man Group is are what if they're Smurfs? What if they're real life Smurfs, but they're like all mutes?
Do we say mute anymore?
If someone's like, you say deaf, do you say mute? What do you say instead? If someone's mute, they don't speak?
I don't know. It does sound like mildly offensive, but I don't know if it is or not. It's just what my brain thinks. Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I don't really know anything about the Smurfs. Like, I've never seen a movie. I've never, like, was it a child's tale? Like, I really don't know.
Yeah, it was popular in like the 80s was pretty much when it was huge because that's all of my Smurf knowledge has been passed down from like my cousins who are all older than me. So my sister and I know the Smurfs from like their old toys and books and videos that got handed down. And then they did remake Smurf movies in the last
Yes,
decade.
I recall that. And they're just like little troll. They're trolls, aren't they?
No, that's the Trolls, which they
Oh,
also remade,
fuck.
which are also from the 80s and 90s. The Smurfs are more like they look like little, I mean, they're little things like the Trolls are. They just are
Wait, they're
all blue and
trolls,
they
right?
wear like
No, those are trolls.
the Trolls are Trolls. Those are the ones with the crazy furry hair.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Smurfs are
Remember
all
when you could get
blue.
trolls on the end of your pencils?
Yeah.
Like, if I don't own one of those in the next 2 weeks, I'm gonna be really upset about
Okay,
it.
I'm on the hunt for you. I got some connects in the troll dealing industry.
So Smurfs aren't trolls. Okay, they're just like little things. Like, are they,
Yeah.
is Smurf the species?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
But
it's
isn't
not
that
like,
also the family name?
yes, but it's like saying like elves
Or
and then
like
like Papa
The
Elf.
Simpsons, like
Sure.
Bart
It's like The
Simpson.
Simpsons, but also being like, you have elves, but then you have like Papa Elf, and then like,
Right.
stuff like that. So that's how the Smurfs are, because you have Papa Smurf too.
Do we
But
think
then
the Blue Man Group identify as Smurfs?
I don't know. They are very tall though. So they would be like, maybe they're just mutant Smurfs. Hi, Holly.
Bye. I've never really we're just really running over topics that I have no knowledge in. I've
It's
never
okay.
really watched anything about the Blue Man Group either. I know that they hit drums on stage.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, to transfer then into maybe things you know more about, I also was thinking like the style of music that Tame Impala plays. Like,
Yeah, okay.
I feel like birds would really like it. I feel like it's really targeted to birds, you know? I feel like it's like the kind where you
And
want to keep your upper body still and your lower body just like has really dramatic movements, like your knee bends backward
interesting.
and goes really high or something. So I feel like birds
Yeah.
would like it.
And like problematic men.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Do
So.
you know that Tame Impala is just one guy?
Damn, that's crazy. But Kimmy, what about when he goes on tour?
I actually think we've talked about this on a prior episode before.
We have, we have. Also, okay, so those were my random thoughts today, but
I enjoyed them. I don't
yeah.
think I wrote any of my random thoughts down today.
They were just two very distinct ones that I had today that
Yeah.
made me think. So I wanted to share them with the class.
Do you think the Blue Man Group on tour, like, how many hours of their day do you genuinely think they're spent covered in paint?
A lot.
Because like if you are touring and doing a show essentially every night and you have to be fully covered in blue paint before you are deemed ready for said show, like you're probably starting that process like in the afternoon.
It's like drag. It takes time to get
Yeah.
ready.
That sounds like a life I wouldn't want to live. What do you think their skincare routine is like? Because mine would be, my skin would be disgusting if I had to cover it in fucking paint every day.
I think, and someone correct me if I'm wrong, but I think now they have sort of like a skull cap, like SFX thing that they put over, so their head and neck, and they're all bald
Oh.
anyway. So I think,
They're all bald.
yeah, you have to be like at least like between like 6 and 5 feet or some 6 foot and 6 foot 5. You have to be like between that height, you have to be
Wait,
bald, you have to be
wait.
whatever.
Hang on.
There are
Does hang.
requirements.
Wait, I know. Does the Blue Man Group have rotating members? Like anyone can be in the Blue Man Group?
We have to audition,
No
but
shit. But like, it's not just like Deep Purple. Like, it's not just like a band.
yeah, no, it's rotating members.
Holy fuck. Like,
It's
Cirque du
like the
Soleil.
Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh my God.
Oh.
I never knew this. I thought the Blue Man Group was like the Blue Man Group, and it was like Joe, Bill, and Jerry, and they never ever changed.
Yeah, it's like seeing like Dead and Co or something where it's like the
Well,
people
okay, that's a
rotate,
little different.
but the people change
Yeah,
and they
wow.
travel.
I'm like a circus.
Yeah, it's like seeing the traveling shows of musicals, circuses, Cirque du
I
Soleil.
literally, if this was my do you want to be a millionaire question, I would have lost.
You could phone me.
Yeah.
Speaking of music groups, I want to know, have you been keeping up to date on the JoJo Siwa stuff?
I only really know that she wore black to the People's Choice Awards, and was it the People's Choice Awards? Whatever award show was this past weekend. And everyone was like, oh my gosh, she's stepping out of her skin and like becoming an adult because she wore black and not like rainbow hair extensions.
So JoJo Siwa is doing what a lot of young celebrities, child actors, etc., end up doing, where at some point they make the
Getting addicted to
transition.
drugs.
Well, they make the transition from like your target audience is children to I'm an adult. I hope you see me as one and don't typecast me as shit. AKA like how Miley Cyrus went from like Hannah Montana to the Miley she is now and like tried to find her vibe in the middle of that.
Yeah. So, like, wearing black is.
So there's been a lot of commentary on her rebrand. She's doing,
Okay.
she's like known, has announced basically like, I'm doing a new thing. She's made it very clear that she's transitioning her like style and everything because she's an adult and her, target audience, I guess, is older. I don't know.
How old is she?
Maybe 20,
Okay, so
maybe
she's like
19.
a wee little thing.
Yeah, she's older than 18, but
Okay.
she's, I don't know if she can legally drink.
Okay.
She's 20. Okay.
Wow, that was a great guess. Good
Thank
job,
you.
Pan.
Thank you. So she's like, I'm 20. I'm an adult. I have been making money on my own for years. I have all these
Yeah.
adult things, house, cars. I make payments, all this shit. But everyone knows her because she was Dancing with the Stars and then had her whole traveling dance show and everything that was geared towards kids. And all of her line of bows were for kids, very rainbow and
Also,
sparkly.
I had no fucking idea about any of that.
Right. So she's just a fascinating person to me
She
because
started on
she's.
Dancing with the Stars?
I'm so sorry. She has been on Dancing with the Stars. I meant she was started on Dance Moms. Is that the one
Oh, I mean,
with Abby,
yeah,
whatever her
same
name
thing. I
was?
also didn't
I'm so
know that. I
sorry.
didn't know that that's how she got her like foundation.
Yeah, so she was on that show, which is how people got to know her. She was a pretty good dancer on that show, I guess. I never watched that show really. Nice burp. And Yeah, so then she was like had this traveling show. She would tour. I don't know if it was like she had a Nick show or something too, but she would entertain
Yeah.
kids, had like lines of
She's definitely
accessories and
one of
such
those
for kids.
celebrities that I feel like just appeared out of air and like suddenly was like on every TikTok. And I was like, I don't
Yeah.
know how she got here.
Well, it's been interesting because she has all this stardom and fandom with kids, and so kids and parents knew her and were like her fan base. And then when TikTok started becoming a thing and all the celebrities get on TikTok, she's on TikTok and she talks so fast and so loud.
Yeah.
So it's just like very like captivating to be like, what the hell is going on? So every
The
now and then
one.
I've gotten little tidbits on like my algorithms, just being like, here's what JoJo
Yeah.
Siwa is doing. And then she came out as a lesbian.
Yeah.
And so because she's now gay and stuff, that made her even more relevant. And since I keep try and keep up on some gay news, I was aware of like some of that. And she's had some
Gay
drama
lore.
dating. Exactly. So
The
she's
only
had some
piece of
drama dating
JoJo
women and
Siwa
stuff.
lore that I'm like privy to, besides her coming out, was like last year on maybe 2 years ago. Honestly, I don't fucking know how long ago this was. It was on like Snapchat news that she like faked a pregnancy, or like her fans like took her having a belly. I don't know what it was, but basically, she just got like hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of baby gifts sent to her and then donated all of it. But it was like really hard watching from a very removed perspective on Snapchat because I literally couldn't tell what was real. I
Yeah.
was like, are you pregnant or?
Yeah. So she's had some controversy like that surrounding her. Because when that popped up, I also was like, what the hell is going on? And I still don't really know what it was all about.
Yeah.
And then there was some stuff recently on the gay news of like she had all this drama of like dating one girl in like a toxic relationship and who's like, and there was like some sort of love triangle and blah, blah, blah. Anyway. So like here and there she pops up. Well, now, because she's doing this big rebrand, I'll call it, and she's trying to transition into the world of music. So, kind of moving away from dance and into music.
I literally already thought she was a musician.
I
Like,
think she might have some like songs for her, like kids' show stuff. I
she
don't know.
probably doesn't. I literally don't know anything,
I have no
apparently.
idea either, but a lot of people have been talking, and as a music person, it's on my feed, about her. She released a song already, and she has sort of teased her next song. So the song she
And
released already, she was talking about it in an interview. There is like a sound bite where she's like, I was telling my team I want to do like a new genre of music, breaking like start a new genre. And they're like, what? And she was like,
country.
gay pop.
So like Slater and Kim Petras.
Yeah, and Fletcher and Muna and literally Adam Lambert. Like,
Phoebe
there's,
Bridgers,
yeah.
yeah. Okay.
Boy genius. Anyway,
Oh.
Tegan and Sarah. Like,
Yeah.
no, it's just like so funny to be like, I'm going into gay pop. And like, that's her sound bite. And it's like, okay. And then there's people commenting on like, she literally has the same like hairstyle. It's a ponytail.
Blonde Bob.
No, she has a ponytail now.
Oh.
And like still putting gems and stuff on her face, which is why sometimes she looks like maybe she's going to a Kiss concert. But recently some music people have pointed out, like, if you look in the credits of her songs she released, which I think is like, I forget what it's called. I'm so sorry. That's really bad research on my end. But if you look in the song credits, it's a song that was originally written for Miley Cyrus back in
Yeah.
2011, I think, when she was doing this transition too. And it's like she recorded it, but it never got released. And then she didn't want it. And then somebody else recorded it. And then it didn't end up on their album. Like Timbaland and someone did it. And then now JoJo has it, which
That's
is
like pretty
how
common.
things
Yeah.
work.
Yeah.
But then she's acting like this song is like so,
Original.
yeah, or like we wrote it for this or something. Like, we all know you don't have to be a singer-songwriter anymore, like
Yeah.
whatever. And then what happened is she teased her new song somewhere and she's like, this part is about my ex. and they play the song, and then people are literally stitching it, the clip, with a TikTok video from 2022 where this other girl is singing it because she's the singer-songwriter that wrote the song and she's singing it. She, I think,
Oh.
sold the rights to like a record company or somebody, and then they sold it off to JoJo's team, which is what the speculation is. So this girl, like, it's not like JoJo stole it, right? Again, it's how
Yeah.
things work when you give up the
Yeah.
rights to your stuff. But the issue is that JoJo's sample that she like teased still sounds like the girl. It doesn't sound like JoJo at all. So JoJo's
Oh.
like, I have all these songs. This is about my ex, like, fuck the toxic bitches or whatever. And it's like, the song has been written since like 2014. It's been over a decade. This has been written. And the other one is like, this was written and recorded and it doesn't sound like you. And again, not about your toxic ex.
That's the thing, like music credits these days are so, it's so common. Like you just said, you don't have to be a songwriter anymore. Like you
Yeah.
can simply have the talent and like basically be the talent mule and
I
like
mean, think of
sing and
Dolly and
perform.
Whitney and I Will Always
Yeah.
Love You. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you sing and perform other people's music. Like that's so common. But if you are going to be in the music space and not be a songwriter and you're performing other people's music, you can't pretend like you're not.
Yeah, and you
Like,
can ascribe meaning to the stuff that you're singing, where it's like, I like chose to sing this song, or like my
yeah,
team
like
and I got
this
this
really
song to
resonated with
because
me.
fuck my ex. It's just
Yeah.
like the PR surrounding this rebrand is very like somebody get to JoJo and like the message has been missed. So it's very interesting. And she's been getting oh no, I'm sorry. That's JoJo. Or sorry, not JoJo. J-Lo has been having
Oh.
bots comment because J-Lo's also like having issues with her brand and image, and she's been getting bots commenting. Her team has been like hiring bots to comment on her stuff, and it's all the same thing. It's so funny.
Oh my God.
So,
What is
interesting
going on
stuff
in the
in the
world of
PR space.
in the world of musicians who have J acronyms in their show names?
Yeah. Okay, now you go.
Oh, with what?
I don't know. I feel like I just talked for so
Oh,
long.
okay, well we can say on music. So I'm excited for a concert this week. I'm going to see Small Pools and Grayscale.
Okay.
And I've loved Small Pools for years. I found them in college on a new music. It used to be New Music Tuesday. Now it's been New Music Friday, like for a while.
Yeah.
But I found them on a New Music Tuesday vintage. And I really loved them. And I started listening to them. At the time, I was like involved with this guy who was a year or two older than me, regardless of the that's besides the point. But I studied abroad that summer in Copenhagen. And we had like lightly maintained communication, but like I cannot emphasize enough, I was not dating this man. Like we were involved, and we were like kind of still talking when I was abroad, but I had no intention of carrying it through the summer. Like I had no intention of dating him, making it serious. Like I did not want to continue seeing him when I got back to school in the fall. He texts me. He's like, "Hey, I got us two tickets to Small Pools," which was like in November. And it's like the end of May. And I was like, "That is bold." Like, I can't say with a any type of confidence that we are going to make it that far. I didn't want to. Yeah, so then I got back to school in the fall and he would get drunk and text me that he loved me, and then yeah, he went to Small Pools by himself, which is sad for him and for me because I didn't get to go.
Yeah.
But now I do. So I 10 years later, ladies and gents,
Ascribing new meaning.
I'm going to finally see Small Pools without a man who gets drunk and texts me that he loves me when we are not in any type of relationship. So yeah, excited for that. 9:30 Club just across the street.
Oh,
So
love.
I know, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Well, that will be
And
exciting for you.
yes,
Sorry, you're
it
like,
will
it's
be.
so exciting. I'm like, that's exciting for you.
It is. I'm like rebranding Small Pools for myself. But yeah,
Yeah,
that was
ascribing new
crazy. That's
meaning
like
and memories.
one of those things I look back on, and I like it was college, so obviously I wasn't taking anything seriously, but this man, like, that's crazy. I also
Our friend
couldn't
Sean
miss.
did that.
He got drunk and texted me he loved me.
Well, other than that, he bought tickets to go somewhere with somebody. This has happened to him a couple times. Sean, do we need to talk about this? He's got
Like,
tickets to go places or to concerts, and then but like in the spring for something in the fall, and then by the time the fall comes around, he's
yeah, you're
bringing
like
a
not
friend
together.
instead.
Yeah, I mean, this guy had just like a plethora of he. I think I've told you about this lightly. He had really big blackheads, and so I like couldn't take him
Yeah.
serious. And I was like, I can't keep this up because I just want to dig at your nose all the time, and
Yeah.
I don't want to see small pools fucking 6 months from now
Small
when we're.
pools of blackheads. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Ew.
I'm so sorry. I take it back.
Also on the topic of men and just like fails in general. So this weekend, I don't know if anyone has seen this. I don't know who to credit originally, but it was a TikTok creator, and she was like a single girl in a city and made like friendship bracelets with her phone number on them and passed them out to guys at
Yes,
bars.
I've been wanting to do that, but my bead kit doesn't have any numbers in it, so I have to get
So
beads.
I ordered beads. I literally sat on the couch one night and made like eight friendship bracelets, and they all say these cute little messages like, you're hot, you're cute, text me, here's my number, whatever. And
Wow.
I brought them all out this week. So last weekend, I brought them out. I gave out zero. This weekend, I brought them out, and everyone was being a great wing woman. Like, me and Lucy were literally like floating around these bars, like making laps and laps and
Hot.
laps until we found guys that I thought were attractive enough to get a bracelet. So it was like a fun little exercise to help you get more like comfortable with going up to people.
It's tough.
Especially because after the first guy, I started asking, are you single? Because I didn't want to like waste these bracelets on people who had girlfriends or like were gay, because literally in DC, you can't tell.
Because all the
And
hot people are gay.
literally, yeah, I gave out seven bracelets this weekend. And Hannah, do you want to know how many texts I got
Out of seven,
out of seven?
please tell me you got at least half.
No, I got, first of all, I got two texts, and just wait for it to get worse. I
Oh.
got two. One of them I got Saturday. Actually, but I got both of them Saturday night. One of them was from a San Francisco area code, which I think was the first guy that we went up to at the Nats game who was like really hot. He was wearing a San Francisco Giants hat, which is why I think that's who it was.
Oh.
He texts me, hey. I go, hi, this is Kimmy, the girl who gave you a friendship bracelet. No response. Nothing. It's Monday night currently, and nothing. So that's a fucking fail. Then I get
Is it
another
called,
text.
is it because you called it a friendship bracelet and he thought he got friend zoned?
Like, I don't know.
How stupid are
And
men? Very.
I also just want to like emphasize, and maybe, I mean, I would say guys aren't big enough dicks to like be rude to my face when I gave them one, because they totally would do that. But every guy that we like interacted with was like, oh my gosh, like so like cute and appreciative and like funny, and like all of his friends were like patting him on the back. Like, that literally happened every time. It was like so pure to watch all of these men get excited over getting a bracelet with a girl's number on it. So I
Did
was
they
like, hell
kiss?
yeah, like feeling good about myself. Like, all these men are excited and not like disgusted by me, slay. And then I get another text, and it's like, hey. And I'm like, hey. And they're like, is this the cute boy from the metro? And I go, they go, much to both of our dismays, no. And it obviously ended up being a woman, and she was like, oh my God, my friends and I were wondering if this was a girl's number. Like, I love this idea. Good luck out there, whatever. And I was like, first of all, rude of this guy. If he just ditched the bracelet, that's one thing. But it sounds like he purposefully gave it to a girl he thought was cute. And I'm like, that's not how phone numbers work.
Was he really drunk and just saw the you're hot part and gave it to her?
Considering we were in Navy Yard at a Nats game that was at 4 p.m. and then I was giving these out at like 8 p.m. Like, probably, yeah. Which is
Dumb.
also what I'm telling myself about getting no texts from the rest of them is I'm like,
Yeah.
they were probably too drunk to remember what I looked like and weren't willing to take the risk.
Yeah, I was gonna say you
Or
have to remember it's DC boys and they're so fucking shy. They don't even want to come talk
I'm
to you.
the ugliest and stupidest person in the world. Those are the only two
Right.
outcomes of this.
Right.
But I'm not giving up hope. I'm going to make more bracelets and do it again because it was fun. I honestly think Lucy had more fun than me doing it. It was hilarious, but
It's
like,
a good icebreaker too.
it was. And it's just like, I am still not on my app journey right now. So I'm like, I'm literally like out here riding solo, which is fine. Like, that's the purpose of this era of my life is to like be alone again, but whatever. And like, get comfortable, like, going out of my comfort zone and going up and talking to people. I will say another one of my regrets from this tactic, if anyone listening is interested, which like they're probably not because most of my friends are like basically married, but or literally married. But I wish I would have like lingered a little bit more because I'm also like the amount of people you talk to in a day, if a random guy came up to me and gave me his number, the chances that I remember anything about him is probably pretty slim, especially if I've been drinking all day. So that's also what I'm telling myself to make myself feel better is that they just don't remember.
Yeah.
So
They're nervous and they don't really remember. Probably one
yeah,
of those two
anyway, I'll keep
options.
everyone on the pod well apprised of my friendship bracelet
It's a good experiment.
initiative. Yeah. I'm also like worried because I only really go to the same places over and over again that I'm like gonna give the same guy to because also I have a very specific type.
I know. But if he
Like,
says something, you can just be like, why didn't you text me the first time?
yeah.
I would call him
Yeah.
out.
I know seven brunette guys running around out there with my phone number on their wrists and doing nothing about it. Well,
Well,
six
six.
now and one girl.
Is she brunette? Maybe she's your type.
Oh,
Well, speaking of doing things out of our comfort zone, I went out this weekend by myself.
Slay.
I've never been to a bar by myself before, and I did it. And I was gonna do it a previous weekend, but I got really in my head about everything. And then this weekend, I was just like, fuck it. I knew somebody who was working, my friend Jermaine was working at the bar. And so I was
Yeah.
like, I can catch up with him. We can chit chat if it's slow. I have like somebody there if I need anything. And like, it feels more comfortable that I'm like, not like alone,
Yeah.
alone.
Yeah. Well, also just for safety.
Exactly that too. But I was like,
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a while either. So I was like, we have plans to like catch up. But I was
I have a
like, it'll just
question.
be, yeah.
Did you pregame?
Of course.
Okay. I was like, did you freeball this night?
No, oh God, no, I did not raw dog this.
Okay, yeah.
I drank like half a bottle of wine while I was getting ready. My mom sat on my bed while I was getting ready. It
Oh
was
my
really
God, I
fun.
love that.
She helped me pick out my outfit. I was like, this or this? And then I took Uber so I didn't have to drive because I was like, I want to have fun and I get like anxious if I have like
Yeah.
an engagement where I'm like, there will be alcohol there, but I'm driving. I'm just like,
Yeah.
I can't fully enjoy
No,
talking to
never
people and
worth it.
stuff. So I'm sitting at the bar. It's an interesting night because there's like drunk people. It's like, close to 1 a.m. at that one point, like the drunk people next to me like refused to pay $6 for like a hot dog and popcorn and like something like that, like nachos or like stupid bar food. And
$6.
they were like, ugh. And I was just like, oh, like they had to get the managers involved. It was
My
interesting.
God.
There was like a lot. I made a friend. There was a girl that sat down next to me, and then at one point I was just like, I like your outfit or whatever. She was wearing this really pretty like velour tracksuit, and she was like, my
Slay.
boyfriend plays for the indoor football team up here. She's in Richmond, and so she's like, I'm coming up like on the weekends to be with him. But he's
Indoor
upstairs.
football, as in soccer?
No, like XFL, like football, American football.
What? Why is it inside?
Indoor isn't
Is that like a whole
XFL
different?
indoor? Yeah, I thought DC had a team. I thought they still did for
I have
XFL.
Do I live under a rock?
Maybe you're Patrick Starr.
I've never lit fucking Nipple Malls, JoJo Siwa, indoor football
Yeah, it's
is a sport that people care about enough to have teams for.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an excuse to drink too, so keep that in mind.
Like American football.
Yes, you're throwing football
Is it the
inside.
normal size of a football field?
I think so. But there are some different rules. You know how like indoor soccer is slightly different than outdoor soccer, like that kind of stuff. Anyway,
Okay, sorry, continue.
point being, I made a friend. And she was like, my boyfriend's upstairs on the dance floor and I do not want to do that. She's like, I'm tired. I don't want to be like, she's a little bit more like introverted than he is, I guess. So she was like,
Yeah.
he wants me
I
to be
mean,
up
no
there, but
offense,
I
but if
don't
you
want
show up
to.
to a bar in a velour tracksuit, I'm not really pinning you as the type of girl that's gonna hit the dance floor.
She looked great. Like she had matching hair clips, her makeup was done. It was very like Mean Girls-esque, you
Okay,
know?
I can see it.
It worked for the vibe. This
Yeah.
bar has like an arcade on the first floor and then a dance
Oh,
floor upstairs.
fun.
And then I think like a pool table smoking section. Anyway. We made friends, whatever. So she leaves. They're doing last call. I'm working. I'm like three quarters, half of a drink left. So people are starting to leave. And some guy comes up next to me, whole fucking bar, you know, not a ton of people because people are leaving. So he goes right next to me, of course. He's like, can I get another or whatever he's drinking? And the bartender's like, no, we already did last call. And he's like,
You sounded a
oh,
little
blah.
transatlantic there. You're like, huh, can I get another?
Can I get another one on the rocks, please? I'm just trying to have a good time while I'm alive. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. What do you say, Sonny? He's being weird with the bartender, this guy, this patron. He's like, oh, come on, blah, blah, blah. And the bartender's like, dude, when you finish your drink, you have to leave. And the guy's like, I'm gonna work on my ice or something stupid. And the bartender's like, I'm gonna kick you out. Then the guy says something else, and the bartender's like, basically, like, I got my eye on you. The guy starts talking to me, and he's like, hey, I'm so and so. I was like, hey. He's like, where are you from? I was like, here. He's like, oh, that's cool. Like, I'm from Houston. I was like, cool. He's like, yeah, I'm a truck driver. I was like,
That explains a lot.
oh my God. I was like, okay. He goes, yeah, I go to a lot of cities, whatever. Like, I really like this city. Like, what's your favorite city? I was like, DC. He's like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. Like, do you travel? Like, have you ever been out of the country? And I was like, yeah. He goes, where have you gone? I said, Europe. And then he said, where in Europe? And I start listing countries. And then he goes, oh, so you've been a lot of places. I was like, yeah. Like, I don't want to talk to this man.
There's nothing like giving a man at a bar one word responses and just like having them still linger. And I'm like, I don't know how to emphasize to you without actually breaking your whole ego in half that I don't want to
Yeah.
be talking to you right
Without
now.
blatantly being like, I'm not interested in talking to you. Like,
Yeah.
also, I'm like, you finished your drink. I'm working on finishing my drink. Everyone's like filing out of the door. Like,
Yeah.
please leave and leave me alone. So then I was like, yeah, you know, I'd been like Ireland, Germany, blah, 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 blah. And then he goes, oh, like, did you have an issue with like language barrier in Ireland?
How drunk was he?
I have no idea. And then at that point, the bartender kind of cut him off mid-sentence and he goes, dude, get out of here. Because the whole time I'm staring straight ahead, and this is the bartender who's working with my friend behind the bar, but it's not my friend Jermaine. And I'm just staring straight ahead, sipping my drinks, making eye contact with this bartender the entire time this guy's talking to me.
Yeah.
And the bartender's like, you gotta go. And then,
A
like, gets
language
security,
barrier in
kicks him out.
Ireland, I think literally 2% or less of the country speaks Irish. Is that what he was referring to?
Or
Like
like Gaelic or something, like I don't
the
know,
dying fucking language of
but they
Irish? No
can
offense to our Irish
I think it
friends.
is Gaelic, no, the language.
Irish is an actual
Oh,
language.
is it?
It
Okay,
might also be called Gaelic.
I don't know, there's a couple wee ones like that in the, you know, Celtic areas, but like I was just like, he leaves. I look at the bartender. I was like, thank you so much. And he's like, dude, he's been annoying me all night. I was looking for a reason to kick him out. And I was like, he asked me if I had a language barrier in
My
Ireland.
God, thank God that he didn't find you earlier and like completely ruin your night, Han.
I was just, because it was so late, I also was just like, I'm not going to say anything because, we're all leaving. But if it had been earlier than I would have said something.
Yeah.
But I have some things on men being shitty this week, some updates that
Ooh,
I feel
hell
like
yeah.
everyone needs to know who listens to this podcast, because you're obviously pro woman, if you're listening. So I did see that there was a TikTok, some woman was talking about this. There was a wife in Boston who had put up basically on Facebook, like, hey, has anyone seen my husband? His name is like Charles Withers or whatever. He's a chef here in Boston, and he's missing. And I want to file for divorce, but because I don't know where he is, like Boston needs an address, or Massachusetts needs an address so they can go to the person to collect child support and stuff like that.
Ah.
And because she didn't know where he was and didn't have an address,
How
she was
long had
like,
he been missing?
it wasn't like missing, but she couldn't get a hold of him. And she was like, I cannot file for divorce and get money for my family and my kids without having his address. And since he wasn't
So,
responding,
do we know if they had discussed getting a divorce before he disappeared? I'm assuming.
I believe so.
Yeah.
And he's some British guy who lives in
It
America
always
and is a
is.
chef. Apparently, he was on the show
That was a joke. Love you,
Chopped,
Ben.
Chopped or something. What's the
Oh.
one where like they, yeah, it was like a
Top.
sh chef competing
Top
show. What
Chef?
is that? One of those on Food Network. Like,
Okay. I had a friend from college on Food Network recently. I wonder if they know each other.
I don't know what year this person was on,
Okay, interesting.
because they are a little bit older than us, but not by much. This guy, I don't know about the wife. But he was, so she posted on Facebook basically like, hey, anybody know where this guy is? Like, we've been trying to see where he is. We've been hearing whispers, but we're not quite sure. And basically, because she's like, I want to get money for my kids and
Yeah.
my, because we were married, I want to get money for that too. Like, I need to have these papers signed. And
Yeah.
there's some other like weird laws in Massachusetts about like, what you need for a divorce. So she was
Okay.
like, I just want to be fucking divorced. Who knows where he is?
Yeah.
First, this whole thing. And people then are like saying, it's those like, are we dating the same guy groups?
No.
Are popping up, and this is being passed around. And because there's so much crossover, people eventually are like, he's in Texas. He's going by Charlie. He's in Texas. He's a chef. Because she was like, he's a chef. It's all he knows. So he's going to be a chef wherever he is. He was a chef in Texas. He was on dating apps. People were like seeing him on the, are we dating the same, whatever. So here's the kicker
And he was
is
married with a family in
he had
Boston.
at least two kids.
Oh.
And was still technically legally married, and his wife could not file for divorce until she had his address, because so he was legally married still. So he, I guess, throughout his life has had a rich, sort of financially well-off family in the UK that has been fronting some bills for him. But it seemed like they stopped doing that because while people were coming forward being like, oh my God, this guy's in Houston, I went on dates with him, I saw him on Tinder or whatever. Restaurant workers came forward and said the restaurant in Boston went under, and he said he would give us our last checks, and they all bounced. So they haven't been able to get a hold of him or sue him or anything to get their last paychecks. So this guy owes all these workers money. He owes his wife money once she's able to file for divorce. And lawyers were like, oh, he's some like well-known chef. He was like Michelin bib, whatever, recommended, awarded. So it's gonna be too complicated. And obviously, these people are like, we need money. We don't have money to pay for more lawyers to figure this out. So no one would take this case. And now, since all this has been going on and they found where he is, his wife can file for a divorce so she can get
Okay,
money,
slay for
alimony, child
her.
support. And now
Finally.
these lawyers are like, oh, his reputation's been tarnished so much through this that we can actually sue him now and take him to court for all these restaurant workers who need their paychecks.
Thank
And I guess
God.
this guy had like filed had to file, or maybe his family, someone had to file bankruptcy. So it was like there was no one to pay these checks on his behalf while he was missing. How
What a
shitty is
fuck.
that? He literally skipped town on all of these people.
That's so awful.
But also the power of women
Yeah.
finding him.
Also, quick, we can make this the last thing because I also just got mascara in my eye and I feel like I'm gonna punch drywall in a second.
Absolutely.
Did you see that Morgan Wallen got arrested on 3 felony counts for throwing a chair off of a bar in Nashville?
And the way, I don't know anything other than that headline. I saw it today on the news.
I did
And
read the
was it
article.
on Broadway?
Yes, it was on Broadway. 6 stories.
I saw 6 stories and there was a cop right there or something,
There were
right?
two cops standing right there, so he got charged on something. I don't know. I know there was like disorderly conduct, but there were two others because there were two cops standing there. So basically, like the one that's like you almost killed them but didn't. And he's
Oh.
smiling in his mugshot.
Isn't that like the second time he's gotten arrested or something, at least, too? Like, he's always in trouble for something. Well, once it was for saying the N-word, but then, like, I thought there was
Yeah.
something else with the police in the
You
past
might be
couple
thinking of
years.
Zach Bryan. He got arrested last year for not complying with being pulled over. It was, I mean, everyone
I don't
knows I'm a huge
know.
Zach Bryan fan, but he, the cop recording of it is literally ridiculous and he should not have been arrested. But yeah, Morgan Wallen,
Yeah.
also a fuck.
I mean, is that going to stop the people that listen to his music? No.
No, and we already knew that. Both things. It's not going to stop
Alas.
people and he sucks.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Fuel to the fire for the I hate Morgan Wallen camp.
Me. Yeah. Last night.
Oh, no!
It's okay. Yeah, we can do the other one that has replaced that, which is
This
missing
ain't
Texas.
Texas. Woo!
Okay, well, everyone, thanks for tuning into our Jordan episode. I don't care what the episode title is going to be, but the graphic is going to be probably of Michael Jordan. Because
It be Michael Jordan in Space Jam?
yeah, precisely. Well, he does wear his Carolina gear in Space Jam.
Oh,
He has to
hot.
go
I
get
didn't
his
know.
lucky Carolina shorts.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah, that's what Daffy or Donald Duck breaks in to get in the duffel bag.
You were right with with Daffy. Donald Duck is Disney. Daffy is Looney Tunes. It's okay. I'm here to
Wait,
help you
what?
through.
What?
Daffy Duck is Looney Tunes, which is what Space Jam is. And then you said Donald Duck, which is Mickey Mouse's friend. That's not Looney Tunes. That's
You
Disney.
guys. I don't know anything.
I like that we fill in the
Why does
gaps on like the knowledge that we lack.
what fucking duck is in Disney?
It's Donald Duck. He wears the blue hat and the blue jacket, little sailor-y looking, no pants.
Okay.
Daffy Duck is the black feathered duck with the yellow
Yeah.
orange bill, yellow
Yeah, the
orange
funny one
legs.
with the lisp.
Yes. Hey, suckers.
Daffy?
You said
Okay,
it and then
well.
you corrected yourself. So you knew it.
Okay, maybe. I don't feel confident about any of this. I gotta go get this mascara out of my eye.
Okay, well, we'll work on more and more to come next week on what Kimmy and I do and don't know,
I'm
but we'll
gonna
balance each
literally
other
make a
out.
fucking laundry list of things that Hannah will have no idea about.
Exactly. And I'm gonna have a list of things that we're yin and yang. We just complement each other.
Yeah, yang and yang, bitch. Okay, bye, stupid idiots.
See you next Tuesday. Bye. Funny.